This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. On one hand, Sierra Farrell is a free spirit, someone who follows her dreams wherever they take her, like when she joined a troupe of wandering musicians in her 20s. On the other hand, Sierra Farrell seems to have always known where she was going. She started performing when she was just 7 years old, and now she lives in the musical epicenter of Nashville, getting high praise for her voice and songwriting skills. And if the title of her second album is any indication, that's what she somehow knew she would one day be doing. The album is called Long Time Coming. Sierra Farrell sits down with me today to talk about her life and adventures so far, and you'll hear live recordings of her performances from last summer's Exponential Music Festival, put on by WXPN, where we make World Cafe. Here is Sierra Farrell performing Jeremiah. Performed live at the Exponential Music Festival near Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. That was Jeremiah from Sierra Farrell. It's from her new album, Long Time Coming. Sierra Farrell is my guest today. Sierra, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you for having me. This is a blast so far.
It's so great to have you. You've called that song that we just heard super Nashville in an interview that I was watching with you. And I found that interesting because you've lived and made music all over the country, which we will get into a little bit later. Nashville is where you live now. Let's go back to where you first came from, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe where you grew up in West Virginia?
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really realize how big everything really is. Because, like, especially like me growing up in West Virginia in a smaller town, like just tucked away in the mountains, and, you know, everyone like crowds around the rivers. And I grew up kind of poor, you know. But I had some wealthy relatives, so like I got to experience like both sides of it. Which I think, you know, struggle kind of, it is terrible at the time, but I feel like it really helps build character.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for you, you started out performing when you were only 7 years old at a local bar. And I have to ask, how did you end up singing in a bar at only seven?
Well, you know, I would go like pretty early in the day. So like there would probably be like 1, 2 to 3 people in there. And my mom knew the lady who was working there, and you know, they'd get me, like, slide me a root beer, and, like, here you go, and, like, give me some chips. And then, you know, like, there was nobody in there, so it was like a playground for me, and I got to pick out whatever songs I wanted.
And what songs did you pick out? What kind of songs were you singing?
I specifically remember Love's a Battlefield.
Like
Love
Pat Benatar?
Love is a battle. Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, I'm picturing walking in to a bar in the middle of the day, and there's a 7-year-old kid singing Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, and it's beautiful. Let's hear that right now. Let's hear Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. So that was a bit of Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, a song that my guest today, Sierra Farrell, would sing when she was just 7 years old at a bar. In your early 20s, music took you on the road. You left your home of West Virginia to join a group of wandering musicians. How did you end up joining them? Like, what was that meeting like the first time you encountered them?
Well, you know, a good friend of mine who actually recently, she just passed away. It's okay, you know, it's part of life. She found me, and I was in a bad place, and I played music for her, and she's like, you're coming with me. She's like, you can't stay here. She's like, you're too special for this place. Like, what's going on? And then before I knew it, we left, and she gave me a knife. I put it on my, you know, because like we started hitchhiking. She's like, come
on. She gave
on,
you a knife, this. You said?
She's like, gave me a knife. She's like, put this on. We're hitchhiking.
Okay, because I wanted to ask you about this. You know, when you read about what you've done in your life, it's like riding the rails, hitchhiking, kind of living on the road. Was there any part of you, as you embarked on this great adventure, that was scared?
Yeah, absolutely. There's crazy people out there. But, like, you know, like, my logic with it is, you know, people die in their houses. You know, like, someone could break in your house. Like, people die, like, right up the road from their house, like in a car wreck.
Right. I got to ask, you know, your mom was the person who would take you out performing when you were a kid. What was her reaction when you said, bye, I'm going to go become, like, a vagabond busker on the road?
She hated it.
Really?
Well, she just likes to, you know, she just wanted to know where I was all the time. And then, you know, like, they got me a phone so she can keep, it was like a little flip phone. And, like, she'd call me and she'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm sleeping under a bridge. And she just, like, starts crying. Like, she's like, I can't believe I raised you and you're doing this to me. And she's, like, ugly crying probably. But now she is seen how I have taken what I've been given in this life to go forward and to use it as my career base with music, which I never thought would be a thing, but life is wild.
Life is wild. I'm speaking with Sierra Farrell on World Cafe today. Her new album is called Long Time Coming. The song we're going to hear you perform next, Why'd You Do It, to me, sounds almost like the sonic equivalent of going traveling and collecting a ton of souvenirs on the road. What can you tell us about Why'd You Do It?
Why'd You Do It, you know, I was touring around with CW Stone King for a while, and he showed me this really awesome scale. And I was like, what is this scale? I love this. And I was like, I'm going to use that scale in my song. And so, like, I added to it, and it made it, like, it just, like, made it perfect. It was like, you know, creme of the creme.
Let's take a listen to it. It's Why'd You Do It, Sierra Farrell, World Cafe. Recorded live at the Exponential Music Festival near Philadelphia for World Cafe, that was Sierra Farrell with Why'd You Do It from her new album, Long Time Coming. It is interesting to me that you lived this on-the-road lifestyle, you know, this sort of storybook fantasy of, like, American freedom on the road. But the way that you broke out originally It was very modern because it was with a viral video. You recorded the song In Dreams for a video series called Gems on VHS in 2018. It's on the new album, Long Time Coming. We're going to hear that to close out our interview today, your live performance of it from the Exponential Music Festival. What can you tell us about In Dreams before we hear it live?
Well, when I wrote In Dreams, I was kind of trying out a few cities because I was going through a big breakup. And so I moved from Seattle and I went to New Orleans first. You know, like I had either New Orleans or Nashville, like in my brain. And so I went to New Orleans and I just, that place just drops. I just like, I feel so chaotic there. Like I just, there's too much energy, too much magic going on there. So, but you know, I was still kind of processing the breakup. And so then, I kind of came out with In Dreams and, cause you know, like I said, like before I have like really crazy vivid dreams a lot. And, you know, I was still dreaming about him a lot. And so then I ended up writing that song. And whenever I went to Nashville, I just left New Orleans pretty much like a week before that, maybe even less, and just got to Nashville. And I just wrote that song. And that's something that I want to also say to people is like, whenever I write a song, it's more exciting for me when it's brand new, just like with anyone, I feel like, but you know, I'm never going to be able to sing it like that ever again, because I was really living through that, you know?
It is on her new album, Long Time Coming. Here she is performing it live at the Exponential Music Festival. It's Sierra Farrell, In Dreams. Beautiful song. Sierra Farrell recorded live at the Exponential Music Festival, playing In Dreams for World Cafe, song from her new album, Long Time Coming, which is out now. Sierra, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been so much fun. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.